we said farewell to a home season, that beautiful October light. Always looks good when you do it a few more weeks
into
October,
too. I love that.
We'll get going here. Giants got the win. They're 80-79, headed to San Diego for the final three to either finish above 500, at 500, or just under 500, depending on what happens. So much to talk about. The Willie Mack Awards ceremony on Friday. Mike Kruko is here on the UMA guest line. Good morning, Mike. How are you, man?
Kruk.
Yeah, that was a good homestand. That was a lot of fun. I mean, the Willie Mack emotional on Friday, and then to walk it off on Fan Appreciation Day. That, you know, we talked about it. There are 2 days on the schedule. They're just a little bit different. You know, you want to win them a little bit more, maybe 2% more. Opening day, you want to win that one, and then Fan Appreciation Day. You want to leave everybody with a good feeling, and certainly that was the case. Both the games, the opening day win, and then yesterday they were walk-offs. I mean, so what's better than that?
It's funny. I had my family at both games, and when we went into extras yesterday, I said, hey, does this feel familiar? We were here in April, and here we are in October. So that circle of life that we go through, and they won them both. And Austin Slater played a role in both, too, by the way. He got the game when he hit in the opening day, and he got a home run yesterday. So, Mike, just going back to Friday night, lots of stuff. First of all, it was great having you and Bob Brenly together on the radio. That was awesome. And then, you know, little things like Madison Bumgarner's.
Dude, that was huge.
Ovation.
That was huge.
I'm almost
huge.
Thinking at that point, he should just take off the D-backs uniform, just come back to our dugout.
You know what I mean? I felt that, too. I felt like, let's just get this over with. And also, Mike, I felt like that was like maybe one of the first times where he really, I don't know, it just looked like it touched him. It really did. The applause Friday looked like it actually moved Bum a little bit.
Oh, it always does. I mean, he leaves this ballpark after a series, and he's really, really quiet. And he aches because, you know, this is where he wanted to stay. He never wanted to put on another uniform. And when he was out there in the field and they introduced the former Willie Mack Award winners and they got to him, he got the biggest ovation.
Yeah.
And then it wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
And it absolutely locked him up. You know, but it's just a beautiful thing. I mean, it's what he gave this city that we will never, ever forget him for. And he'll get the same ovation in 30 years when he comes back. I mean, that's just the deal. And he earned it. And there really aren't that many guys that get the same ovation that they get the day they leave the game that they get when they come back 40 years later. And he's one of them. I mean, you know, Mays, obviously. I mean, they're few and far between. So that was very, very cool. And, you know, it's great, the look on Crawford's face. He was standing next to him. You know, here they are, the two old friends that have been through so many wars together, right? And when the big man got his applause, the look on Crawford's face was as good as the look on Bumgarner's face. It was wonderful.
So fun. And like I said, just go back to the third base dugout, not the first base dugout, and stick around. We're talking to Mike Kruko on the UMA guest line. Just a little bit on Wilmer before we move on, just on, you know, him getting it. Listen, he's not going to lead the league in homers or, you know, he's not a strikeout pitcher or whatever. He's just a guy, a grinder, but he has ultimate respect, it seems like, from everybody. So much so, he's coming back. You know, the Giants want to get, quote-unquote, younger and more athletic, Mike, but they said even in that scheme, they see a place for Wilmer to return for a couple of years under a contract.
Well, you know, and I think that's a really important thing about when you are going and you're losing your cornerstone guys, and the cornerstone, you know, you've heard me say this for the last couple of weeks, you have to have those guys on the field and in the clubhouse. They set the rules, and everybody else kind of rallies around it, but you have to have the pillars of your organization, and Wilmer Flores is one of those guys, and it's not just what he does on the field. You know, the fact that he can play, you know, three positions for you in the infield and never complains. And, you know, he'll give you a great at-bat. The bigger the situation, the bigger the at-bat. I mean, he's going to grind. And then it's the demeanor that he comes into that clubhouse with every day. I mean, that's what you teach. You teach by doing. That's not something you just tell somebody. That's something you have to show a younger player. How to handle big league life. How to be ready to perform every day that first pitch gets thrown. There is no excuse other than to be disciplined, to get your rest, to eat properly, to do the right things to prepare so when that first pitch is thrown, you're ready to go. And that's something that he is he's better than anybody at. I mean, that's what he is. He lives his life that way. So, I mean, I love the fact that he's coming back, and he'll be a big, big part of these next two teams, at least the next two. But, I mean, we just like the guy. Everybody does. I mean, you saw that on Friday when he was introduced as the Willie Mack Award winner. Very, very popular winner.
Yeah, and even though his theme song, his walk-up music, Friends, is so popular, Brandon Crawford takes over the DJ on Sunday and changed it from Friends to Friends in Low Places. So I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. Crawford, I mean, he's the DJ, right? I mean, he's the guy that for the most part, dictates what gets heard. But he works at it. I mean, he painstakingly goes over the list, and knowing the personalities that he does, he'll come up with, well, not just one, but like five songs for that guy. And they all just love the entertainment value that he gives them because, I mean, it's hysterical. Friends in Low Places.
I know.
Wilmer Ford, why not? I mean, it totally fits. But every one that he does has, you know, special meaning to not just the guy, but it's everybody in that clubhouse. And I think that what Crawford brings is, you know, it's unique. You know, he doesn't play an instrument, but, man, music is a huge part of his life.
And he did it again yesterday with the double plays. He finished this last month of his defense. It's almost like he's
playing good ball.
And you've told it to us, Mike. He's healthier now.
Yeah.
Well, I agree. I mean, this last 6 weeks, you could go out there and you could do a video composite that represents his whole career. And you might not find any better plays than he's made in these last 6 weeks than he has in his last 12 years. In his last 12 years, he's got a highlight film that's, you know, 4 miles long. But he's just been incredible. And yesterday, I mean, it was a double play that he got on a bobble that was really the most spectacular play. But, you know, it's really great to see this chemistry that's developed between him and Tyro Estrada. I mean, both guys are, you know, they both were shortstops when they were both originally drafted, but they both have shortstop arms. And it really pays off. Who's got a more accurate feed arm on the planet? Nobody.
Yeah.
Ball hit with a man at first base, ball hit to Crawford. He gets the ball from whatever angle. He can be completely parallel to the ground on one knee, falling backwards, and he can rifle a strike over to the second baseman. And when Estrada gets it, he'll put a shortstop arm on the throw, and they have a chance to get anybody. And, you know, that's saying something, especially for this defense or this D-backs team, that they're incredibly fast. And some of the double plays they turned yesterday, they were works of art.
It really was. I mean, I was out there, and I was like, God, this guy. I just watched this guy play defense for the rest of my life, man. It's fantastic. The only disappointment was no Logan Webb yesterday. And, you know, I don't know if you have any information on why they decided to – they called it back stiffness. I don't know. He had one more day to pitch, and they decided not to. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I know that we talked to Logan Webb on Friday. He came on for a half inning, and we asked him about it. He was looking forward to the next start. He wanted to finish up. He wanted 200 innings. I mean, he wants all those accolades that a starter longs for. He wants to be known as an innings eater, a guy that takes the ball, every start in a year. But the reality of it, he's 25. And the reality of it is, you know, he's had a great year. And they just said, well, okay, we're going to shut him down. His arm's taken enough. And get him ready for next year. And that's really all it is. I mean, you could throw anything on a stiff back. I mean, but they had to do it because they had to IL him. Because they needed another arm, and we have another bullpen game today, and we're probably going to get one more after today. So, you know, they needed to be able to call somebody up and fill his place. But he has nothing else to prove. I mean, he has done that. He set out to have an album as good as his first album, and boy, he had one just as good. And so, I mean, his credibility around the league could not be any hotter. And I wish him a nice rest this offseason, because boy, he's going to be your pillar the next, you know, 4 or 5 or 6 years.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Logan Webb, the kid out of Rockland. Let's go, man. Tommy La Stella, they said they just kind of just, he went home this weekend. They said, now Kapler says, quote, he's still very much a part of this team. And he said, let's get ready for 23, work your butt off and put yourself in a position to be a great player. So I don't know what, boy, it just didn't, you know, since he's gotten here, Mike, it's just been sort of, I guess, that 2020 Achilles tendon cleanup, and it's never really happened since. I don't know, you expect him, he had that 3-year deal, so he is under contract for next year, but any thoughts on that? He's just been invisible.
Yeah, really.
Well, I mean, two guys this year, I think, have really had to try and fight through a series of injuries. Stella being one of them, and Lamont Wade Jr. being the other. And they've had subpar years because of it. And very, very frustrating when, you know, you just keep banging your head against a wall and it just, you know, nothing happens. And that's kind of how you sum up the year for both those guys. So, I mean, with LaStella, at this point, it's like, okay, just go home and heal. Just get right. And you know, the same thing, they could do the same thing with Lamont Wade Jr. I mean, he wants to keep playing, and he will, but they probably could have done the same thing with him. And so when they come back to spring training next year, you know, it's going to be a clean slate, and hopefully they can get back on track. I mean, one thing about LaStella, it's his last year on a contract. And I know he wants to keep playing, so you know he's going to give his best effort to get back and be completely ready for next year. So hopefully it happens, because when they're swinging the bat well, I mean, those are two weapons, and they need them for next year.
Yeah, for sure. And then just the guy who got that walk-off hit yesterday, David Villar, you know, it's been nice. It's been not awesome, totally awesome all the time, but it's been good. There's some pop. Gabe Kapler said he's absolutely a huge part of the 2023 season. So, I don't know. You've watched him, Mike. Do you see him? I don't know. He's not an everyday player for this squad going forward. Is he a utility player? What do you see?
Well, I see a young player who has a huge upside. And, you know, when we first saw him, he was between speeds. He couldn't pull a trigger on a fastball. Same thing happened to Joey Bart. So they go back down and they realize that, you know, the speed was going a little quicker at the big league level. This is what I need to do. Well, they came back and they both were much different players. I think both these guys are everyday guys. And with VR, I think it was a matter of, you know, when he came back and did well, and then all of a sudden he started to go south again. He kind of got in between speeds again. Well, I think that has everything to do with concentration, and I think it has everything to do with fatigue. You know, the first time you come out of the minor leagues, their season ends, you know, the 1st of September, or now it's like the first week of September. You know, the first time you get to the big league level, September is a challenge, and you get tired, and I think that's what happened to VR. A lot of of emotional things that happened to him this year when he got up and got sent down, got called back, that's a huge emotional hit, and it takes its toll on a young player, and I just think it shows up in September. I think what you're going to see from VR is a different animal when he gets to camp next year. He's proven to me that he's got a big league bat. He's proven to me that he's got big league power, and I want to see that in the lineup a lot. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be every day next year, but I think eventually it will be.
Yeah, I mean, and then obviously we go into the off season. We'll talk to you about that a little bit longer. But do you know if Rodon's going to get one more start or not? He would be scheduled to go in this series, but maybe not. I don't know. Any word on that?
Well, he wants to win that National League strikeout crown, so I expect him to do it. He's told Gabe he wants to pitch. So he's got a huge carrot there, you know, to be chasing that crown. I mean, that's a big deal. But if he doesn't, he, like Webb, has to go on the injured list because they need to bring in another arm to finish out the season. So I fully expect him to take the ball. I think he's going Tuesday.
Yeah, so he's scheduled to, for sure. So and the Padres are still playing for a little something. You know, it's interesting, Mike. They're the 5 seed right now. And they're one up on the Phillies, who are the 6th seed. I don't know if this gets a little in the weeds here, but would you be better off being the 6th seed and playing the 3 seed Cardinals than being the 5 seed and having to play the 4 seed, what appears to be the Mets, like DeGrom and Scherzer? You know what I mean? Maybe you tank it so you get the Cardinals instead of the Mets? I don't know.
Well, it's absolutely a consideration. I mean, it's if you go back and analyze how you match up against the – those clubs, I mean, there's obviously going to be one that you play better than.
Yeah.
And I do think it's an absolutely a concern that teams would consider. I don't know if you just throw a flat-out tank on it, but, yeah. I mean, it's It's a consideration. But look, that's going to happen. It's the first time we've seen 12 teams in the postseason. And if you have a team that has absolutely owned you during the course of the season, and they're an opponent that you maybe might not have to play if you went on and lost the last game, well, that's absolutely a consideration. So we'll see how it all plays out. But basically, I think for the most part, teams want to continue to win just to keep that vibe going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I thought about that for sure. But it is interesting. I mean, and by the way, how about that whole Mets-Braves thing? The Mets had a 10.5 game lead in June. Mike, they had a 7-game lead in mid-August. And now, I mean, their tragic number is one. The Braves are going to win the East probably.
Yeah, they absolutely are. And, that is a significant thing because the Braves now, they get a bye and they get that first round off. Maybe it's a good thing because the Mets are not going to be able to rest at all because their press is going to be on them hard. but maybe that puts them on edge, which is really where you need to be when you go into the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. And then I know we hate the Cardinals, right, because of our great rivalry, but had a little moment. See where they had Wainwright, Molina, and Pujols all walk off the field together?
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hate the Cardinals. I mean, you can't hate the Cardinals. You can hate losing to the Cardinals.
All right.
I hate losing to the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Always have. But one thing you have to say about the Cardinals, they are as classy an organization that there is. And good for them. I mean, they handled this whole thing beautifully. And to see all those vets that are going off the field together, I mean, that's pretty emotional. And they handled it great. I mean, and their fan base is incredible, and they have always been that way. And, you know, they pride themselves with their history. And you could add yesterday to a great page in their history.
And, Mike, last one, just did you see, as an old Cub yourself who pitched his first game in Wrigley Field, did you see that drone footage of Wrigley Field that got viral this weekend? Did you see that?
It's pretty unbelievable. Yeah, I had a friend send it to me, and we sent it to the family Vine, and everybody got a chance to look at it. And It makes you proud to have even been there one time as a fan.
Yeah, right.
And you can imagine what it means to me having walked onto that field for the first time in 1976 as a big leaguer. I mean, it's a special place in my heart. And whoever even conceived that and then pulled it off, that thing was just done so well.
It's incredible.
We'll see that thing for the rest of time. That's how good that thing is.
If anybody wants to see, it's on my Twitter feed at KMBR Murph. It's the second item down. Check it out. And Mike, but the one thing I did notice is that's not the clubhouse you had. Oh my God, they made like a luxury hotel down there for the Cubs.
Yeah,
now,
they tricked it out. Yep.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty standard around baseball. I mean, but the reality of what we had for a home clubhouse. First of all, the entrance was out in left field, right by the foul pole. And
wow.
You walked in to
that?
this was it was kind of a pinched room. It was small.
Yeah.
It had linoleum floor and which is kind of a rubber linoleum floor, if there's such a thing. That's what it was. There was just nothing roomy or homey about it. It was a clubhouse that didn't even have a table where you could sit and play cards with. It was cramped. It had, you know, two bathrooms in it, and it was just pinched. It was just, you know, it was. The one thing about it that I love is you were all close to each other. I mean, you couldn't help it. And then when they expanded in September, it even got more pinched. But that was one of those clubhouses so small that they could only bring up one or two guys in every September. You know, that was another thing bad about that clubhouse is that some guys didn't get a call to big leagues or get their cup of coffee because the damn clubhouse was too small. Yosh Kawana, who was the clubby that was there for 70 years. He tells a great story because Wrigley Field at one point used to be where the Bears played. And there was only so many lockers in the clubhouse. So all the rookies, they had a very unique locker. You'd see guys who were the first round pick at University of Oklahoma, and they're coming to their home field for the very first game of the Bears season. And they walk in and Yo says, "Hey, where you want your locker?" And the kid goes, "Well, anywhere you want." And Yosh would take a nail in one hand, a hammer in the other, and he'd walk over to the wall and knock it into the wall, and he'd say, "Hey, there's your locker." and that's true. That's a true story.
Oh, my gosh.
It was, you were on top of each other, and it was just, there's a joy to that.
I would have liked to see the drone go through there. You know what I mean? See, what was the name? Yosh, you say?
Yosh Kawana. Yeah, he was their Mike Murphy, and he was there for 70 years.
Oh, my God. Wow. I want to see the drone go through Yosh's old office, see what he's got there, too. And
yeah, well, I mean, I think it's just storage now for the grounds crew, and, you know, God knows what it looks like. But it was, you know, it was a special part of Wrigley Field. Then you went into the dugouts, and the original dugouts, they built them for guys that were 5 foot eight. Because if you were above 6'2", you had no chance.
You guys were all crouched in there. Yeah, I saw that. I remember the footage of you guys all crouched in there. It's hilarious, man. So.
But again, there's a certain joy to that. There's a closeness to it that when they built the new ones, that you didn't have.
Well, in the drone footage, they layered in some audio of Harry Carey and Ernie Banks. So it makes it kind of fun, too. So, anyway, I just thought that you'd get a kick out of that, being the man who walked on there, like you said, in 1976 as a big leaguer. So, awesome. All right, Mike, fun stuff. We will talk to you Wednesday.
Wednesday? That'll be the last day of the year?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you believe that? I know.
Oh, man. The sentimentality, Mike.
All right. We will see you then.
Okay. Talk to you Wednesday, Mike.
Got a bit.
Mike Kruko, you are listening to KMBR and KMBR FM San Francisco, the sports leader at Cumulus Media Station.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.